This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
Welcome to the Ipswich Community Youth Service Layback Hour. My name is Andrew and I'm your host. Thanks for listening in. We are here from the Ipswich Community Youth Service, Get Set for Work program and the Care to Work project, which are funded by the Queensland Government under the Skilling Queenslanders for Work initiative. Today we do not have a guest, as it appears it's a very busy time of year for most people, so unfortunately you are stuck with me. This year has been a very busy year for our organisation, and I just wish to give you a rundown of what we do offer at the organisation. And if you know of youth in the community that may need support, please get them to sort of reach out to us. One of the first programs is the one that I'm a team leader for, the Youth Employment and Training. So we support young people disconnected from education or training and employment. We put them in a Cert 2 in cookery, 3 terms a year. Their ages are 15 to 19, or a Cert 2 in community services, early childhood. That's for ages 17 to 28-year-olds. And both of these courses have ongoing case management to access further work or training. We also help with job search, resume, cover letters, mock interviews. We are connected, I should say, with many other services in the region that can also help with employment, financial support and so on. So that is one of the programs that we run. The next one is YHAS. So it's called Youth Housing and Support Program. Provides case management support to young people 16 to 25 who are homeless or at risk of homelessness. We also manage 11 properties for young families and single young people throughout the region. YHAS support with Department of Housing applications, advocacy with Rank Connect and real estates, support to obtain furniture, etc. for accommodation. This is an astounding team that are very passionate about helping those in need feel safe, connected and supported. I suggest if you are in need, contact the amazing and enthusiastic Miss Megan on the housing team to complete your intake. She'll get the ball rolling for you, and then the team will come behind her and support you best where possible. Program number three is our youth support coordinators. So they're located in three partner schools, so Ipswich State High, Bundamba State Secondary College and Woodcrest Secondary College. And these ladies provide case management support to address barriers to school engagement. Again, outstanding dedicated workers in our schools who do such amazing work with the young people, many who are facing huge barriers, not only in school but society. It's a very inclusive and safe space for those needing that extra support whilst at school. So if you know of anyone in these schools that I just mentioned and need support, Rachel and Kim are at Ippy High, Aisha is Bundamba Secondary College, and Kim is also at Woodcrest Secondary College. Amazing ladies who will give great support to your child or, you know, to a family friend and so on. So, yeah, reach out wherever possible if you are in those high schools. So our next program, which is probably one of our busiest, is the Ipswich Youth Support Service. They provide information and supportive case management for young people 12 to 21 years across Ipswich and surrounding areas. Are you struggling and need support to gain ID such as Medicare, birth certificate, tax file number, opening a bank account, etc.? If you are, you know, reach out to us. Do you need support enrolling in further education? You know, this could be the program that helps you go on and start a career path. Team leader Emily and her team also run a drop-in social club at our Bell Street Youth Hub each month. Contact us there for further information. It's a really good event and, like I said, monthly. The talented Kyandra, she also runs her monthly LGBTQIA evening. Very well-run event, very inclusive and attracts lots of young people. If you're interested or you know someone that may be interested, please reach out to Kyandra at the office and jump into that, because, like I said, it is a busy program and gets lots of numbers. Sam and George are also in that team, run a social ID 101 program each month around Ipswich and various locations to support young people to gain ID, etc. So keep an eye out on our social media for their return in 2024. Very supportive and committed ladies doing amazing work to support those in need, you know, gain ID and so on. So, yeah, please reach out to the girls where possible. Our next one is RIS. So it's a regional youth support service and provides information and case support management, exactly the same as our Ipswich one, but this one covers the Lockyer Valley and the Somerset regions. So as above, it's an office located in Lowood, open 5 days a week, covers the Lockyer Valley and the Somerset regions. You have three committed ladies working out of the Lowood hub that do their best for the young people out there. So again, if you want any support and you're in those areas, please reach out either to the Lowood office or contact the Ipswich office and we can put you in touch with them. Continue on with the programs that we run at ICYS. We have the student wellbeing workers. So they support students and families at state schools such as Ipswich West, Riverview, Amberley District, Budamba, Kamira, Jindalee, Tugulua, Glenrawgrove, Forest Hill State Schools, as well as Tugulua State High School, Milperra State High School and Goodna Special School. So again, all these schools have workers in them. So if you do need support or you know of other young families or young people in those schools that need support, please reach out or contact the workers in those schools. Our next program is one of our busy ones as well. It's called CYRD, the Community Youth Response Diversion Team. They provide intensive case management support for young people 10 to 17 year old in contact with police or youth justice and at risk of re-offending. They also do visits to the youth detention centre in around Waco to you know, support the young people that are incarcerated and just need that ongoing support. If you do know of anyone that may be in need of you know, support or might be in strife with the police and so on, please reach out to Josie, the team leader, to find out how that team can help as well. Very good team that bend over backwards to help the youth of Ipswich and surrounds. The other part of that program is called the CYRD Outreach. So they provide street outreach and diversion 6 nights a week, 3 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. So, you know, they're out there on the community trying to make sure young people aren't offending or dropping them home if need be, you know, interacting them, playing sports, you know, having meals with them and so on, just making sure that they've got a familiar and safe person in the community that they can rely on if need be. Yeah, like I said, as you've heard, we have a large number of programs that cover many areas. We are a very inclusive organisation and we wish for our young people to feel safe and supported at all times. If you know of someone that is in need of support, please reach out to us and see if we're able to help. You know, contact our lovable business support officer, Karen, on 3812 1050 at our office, and she will point you in the right direction to get the support you are after. So she'll either do an intake for you or she'll put you onto one of us team leaders and see how we can support yourself or the young person that you are reaching out for. This organisation would not be as successful as it is without the very supportive management of our ICYS committee. They're a very dedicated bunch, you know, voluntary people. So thanks to them. You also got the CEO, Amanda, who is just out of this world and very supportive of the Ipswich community and the young people. And our program manager, David Lonnie. So again, without Amanda, David and the committee, you know, it wouldn't run successfully like it is. Listeners, that's probably about all we have time for today. So thanks for listening in. We are an organisation at ICYS that is here for the youth in the community. So if you're in need or you know people that are in need, please reach out. It is a safe and inclusive space for that young person or the families to talk about any barriers or challenges they may have. That's what we're there for. So, you know, everyone that works here is passionate about what they do. So please reach out and let us try and help those in need. As per usual, big thanks to producer Russell. He's a very talented young man, so fingers crossed he'll secures a job in the very near future. His management and the team here at USQ Springfield are, as always, very grateful for your continued support. But that's all we have time for today on the ICYS Layback Hour. Be kind, be safe, goodbye.